in many pieces, I'm interested in the self and the other. Because the self is only... Well, first of all, like, identity as something that is always changing. I mean, that is, yes, that is fluid and that is a fiction and always changing. And then if you look at that, then you necessarily come to the question of the other, who is in front of that person. Also because I'm oftentimes switching it around, so it's not the author who is like, I am da-da-da, but it's actually about how is the author seen from out. Like Lachen, for example, here is a self-portrait through the eyes of the others. And the others say, this person, Antonia Bär, is laughing a lot. So that's then this person, Antonia Bär, said, oh, yes, okay, then give me, write scores for my laughter for my birthday, please. And for faces is about the other, is about the interfaces relations, let's say, of the it's called for F or R and not F O U R, so it's interfaces relations of the audience and the performers. And looking at also at the construction, which is called the fourth wall in theater, and then My Dog Is My Piano is looking at interspecies relations. So,
what is happening there?
Yeah, I'm looking at my mother, Bettina, and Toki, her dog, and how they, how the house in which they live since 7 years can be decrypted as a score of their duet, of their dance that they do every day since 7 years. So, yes, I'm looking at that, and I'm also looking at the language that they have assembled, that they call a patois. Patois des espèces de compagnie of companion species patois, and patois is a derogative word for a non-standardized language. So it's a because like they don't have a very academic career. I mean, they went to dance school, but you know. The way they communicate and the way they relate is not at all academic. It's really quite queer. So I'm looking at that language also. And at their, I'm taking their relationship seriously, let's say, and looking at them as equals. So not the dog as the slave of the human, but two... yes, two beings that don't speak the same language, and don't, the one has fur, the other one doesn't, and the one has four legs and the other one has two, and how do they communicate and how do they live together? And then on top of that, like, the thing is that the way they do this is really not academic. So that's why it was interesting to me to do that. Yes.
And how would you describe their dance?
So I'm basically, I mean, I'm looking at it. I'm trying to figure it out, and not necessarily figuring it out. So, for example. Like my mother, she tells very great stories about that. Like how the fur of the dogs, they are in the living room, you know, and then she puts them back into the garden, so then the birds can make their nests out of the fur, and then she sees the nest from the atelier. So also the birds are involved in this choreography, and then like there's like a lot of traces of their choreography. Like the doors are scratched like the, of all the house, you can see it, and then you can see up it's Bimbo, the big dog, and down it was Kniki, the small dog. So they left the traces, and yeah, and then you can notate that score, and then they are performing it every day too, like the stairs of the house, like there's a special, they're a little lower at some point because that's where the dogs always run up and the human goes on the other side. Mm-hmm. So they are performing this score also every day. And also since the generations before that, like the stone of the house in the front door is all like smooth by all the dogs who were laying there since centuries. So says my mother, I'm quoting her. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.